This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2340, How to Write a Life List, part 2, by Chris Guillebeau of chrisguillebeau.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Sunday, welcome back, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. If you are new here, today is actually a continuation from yesterday, so I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first, episode 2339. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. How to Write a Life List, Part 2 by Chris Guillebeau of chrisguillebeau.com. Adventure versus non-adventure goals. If you've been listening for a while, I realize you probably know all about vague versus measurable goals, as well as thinking big. Let's take it a bit further. In addition to the be happier goals that crop up, adventure goals are another frequent theme on most life lists I've seen. I define adventure goals as any goals that are physically challenging or involve adrenaline. Examples include climbing mountains, racing cars, swimming in lakes or oceans, completing athletic events, and so on. When some people set out to write a life list, the majority of items on the list end up being these kinds of goals. I'm not entirely sure why. Perhaps this is because their current lifestyle is more sedentary than they would like, or perhaps they just like being outdoors and overcoming physical challenges. While I agree that physical activity is important in overcoming the quiet desperation of conventional living, I also think that focusing strictly on adventure goals is a bit basic. I have a fair number of adventure goals on my list, but I also have a lot of other goals. When trying to figure out what to put on the life list, think carefully about the question, what do I really want to do? Remember, the idea is to dream big and avoid limitations. You can be in the Formula One and write a novel. The fewer limits you place on your list, the better it'll be. Again, this is a personal practice, so if you're an adrenaline junkie and all of your items involve climbing Mount Everest or competing in the Olympics, go right ahead. Most of us, however, will want to think beyond adventure goals. These categories may help you brainstorm. Friends and family, travel, business, spiritual, health, service, learning, financial in terms of earning, financial in terms of giving, financial in terms of saving. And note, these categories are from How to Conduct Your Own Annual Review. As that article explains, the categories are suggestions and not meant to be exclusive. Additional categories for a life might also include unusual experiences or big achievements, since most lists include a few things that are done only once. Experiences versus stuff. Writing and thinking about life lists can often cause us to evaluate the way we spend our time and money. Interestingly, most of the items that end up being on the typical life list involve life experiences far more than things we wish to own. This can reveal an imbalance in how our resources are actually spent. If our list of ultimate goals consists primarily of experiences, but we know that we spend most of our time working to earn money, we've just discovered a source of discomfort or quiet desperation within us. I'm not being judgmental. If someone really values owning stuff, then perhaps it's best for them to focus on earning money to pay for it. I do think it's fair to say, though, that most of us find the ownership of stuff to be somewhat fleeting in the end. As they say, you really can't take it with you when you go. Accomplishment. Accomplishment is something worth being proud of, but the pursuit of significant goals is valuable by itself. In a couple of interviews I've done recently, I've heard the question, what will you do after you visited every country in the world? At first, I was perplexed by the question. After a few seconds of awkward silence, I finally learned to say that whenever I finish that journey, I'll probably set another big goal. I also think at least as much about the process of the goal as I do about the eventual hoped-for achievement. Many challenging life goals require a great deal of process. Running a marathon, 26.2 miles, requires at least 420 miles of training. To go to every country in the world requires spending a lot of time in airports and bus stations. At a certain level, you have to enjoy the process and the accomplishment. Publishing your life list. What do you do with your life list when it's finished? If you're like most people, you put it away and forget about it. Of course, you're not most people. You want to actually complete the list, right? If public accountability would help you take your life more seriously, consider putting your life list online. Publishing is optional, of course. I haven't published my full life list online, but I spent a lot of time writing about some of the bigger goals: visit every country, write a full-length book about unconventional living, and so on. Wrap up. Done offhandedly, life lists can be vague lists of dreams and desires. But when taken seriously, a well-thought-out life list can be deeply meaningful. While there may still be some benefit in thinking about goals, even on a basic level, John Gotard, one of the original list writers, first wrote his list of 127 goals at the age of 15. From exploring the Congo to typing 50 words a minute, John has gone on to accomplish most of the goals he set decades ago and even forge a career out of the experience. Naturally, the mere presence of a list is not enough, but I think that identifying the goals at a young age and striving to live consciously had a lot to do with John's success. By the way, like a lot of life design exercises, the structure is there to help you. If it doesn't help, discard it and do it your way. It's your list after all. You're the one who's going to make the goals come to fruition, so you might as well have them written down in a way that makes the most sense to you. If you've never written a life list before, consider taking an hour or two to chisel down your dreams. I think you'll find it insightful, inspiring, and maybe even motivating enough to shift where you put your focus. As mentioned, life lists can be private or public. You just listened to part two of the post titled "How to Write a Life List" by Chris Guillebeau of chrisguillebeau.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you again to Chris. A really important point there at the end that's worth mentioning again. If a list like this doesn't help you, then discard it. Do it your way. But I definitely encourage you to try it, experiment, because you never know what's going to add value to your life unless you try it, especially with things like this, like writing a list, because it's extremely unlikely to hurt and or scar you in some way. And it doesn't take up a lot of time or resources. It's pretty easy. So there's no reason not to try it. I'd love to hear what you come up with. If you want to share, you can get in touch by replying to my weekly newsletter, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. Have a great rest of your weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you tomorrow for Minimalist Monday, where your optimal life awaits.